Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Daily Unicorn, in which every day I get on the phone with one new person and answer their questions. Now, if you want to be featured on the Daily Unicorn, go to my most recent Instagram post and comment what your question is, what you want to chat about, and I will go in and I might pick you for tomorrow's Daily Unicorn. Now, today I got to speak with an Inner Circle member. Her name is Megan. It was a great chat, and basically Megan wanted to know a lot about motivation, but specifically, once you really start to get this whole nutrition thing and you've started to see real progress and get to a point in which you're happy, how do you keep that motivation? How do you sustain it? How do you keep it for the long term? And how do you call yourself out when you're not doing the things you need to be doing? So it was a really good episode. I really appreciate Megan coming on. I hope you enjoy it. Any questions or comments, please let me know. Megan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well.
Happy Monday. And thank you for getting on the phone with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I get to talk to you again.
Me too. So basically, I actually, to be very candid with you, I forget what you wanted to ask, but that's good because then it can be like totally fresh. So just do me a favor and remind me what exactly your question, because basically a couple hours ago I went in the Inner Circle and I said, all right guys, I'm gonna like speak with one of you today, just like tell me about what question you have. So what question or did you want to talk about today?
Okay, so my question was talking about people like getting complacent, basically. So to give you a little background, for a while, it took me a long time to get my nutrition on point. When I finally did, I saw really good results. And now I'm at a point where I'm really happy with where what my body looks like and how like I'm feeling and everything. So I've been getting a little more complacent with my nutrition in general, where, you know, I'm like not tracking as diligently and basically, I'm not really following my nutrition guidelines that I've set up for myself as strictly as I was the past few months.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's if you had ways of yourself to keep, you know, going when you get to a point where you're kind of happy and you don't really see, like, I almost don't see a point in like staying too strict with my nutrition because I'm happy with where I am. Like it, I see it in the, I have motivation to still go to the gym and stuff because I have those goals. Like I want to still be able to do a chin up. So I keep going to the gym for that reason. But like nutrition wise, I don't really have that many goals that I'm reaching for.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you're happy with where you are from a body fat perspective, mm-hmm. and that you aren't feeling the need to or the motivation to really be strict with your nutrition. Is that right?
Right, exactly.
Cool. So my question is, why do you need to be strict if you're happy with where you're at?
It's true. It's just, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm letting too loose. Like I'll be going out and getting fast food more than once a week, or, you know, I haven't been going to the grocery store as often, so I've been eating out a lot more.
And has that been negatively affecting your body composition?
I don't think so. I haven't seen too many changes. I haven't really been like weighing myself as often, but every now and then I'll weigh myself and it'll fluctuate, but it doesn't seem to go up too much or anything. But
so, Megan, what it sounds like is you are successfully flexible dieting. That's essentially what it is, right? Like you're not being very strict. You're able to go out and enjoy yourself and have treats without going overboard. Mm-hmm. You get right back on track. You're successfully maintaining where you are, and you're doing it flexibly. Like I think probably the difficult part is realizing that your transition from going from you have to be very strict to now realizing that you don't have to be strict, and you're almost like, but wait, this is too easy. It shouldn't right. be like this. Like, well, I should be struggling a little bit more. But right, I mean, right. How long did it take you to get to this point?
Well, I was pretty strict, like starting back in November until like I kind of let loose a little bit in December, but January I was pretty strict again to get back on track after the holidays. And then February I kind of started cutting loose a little more, and then it's just been like that since.
Well, when did you start fitness? Like, when did you really start fitness?
Back a little over a year ago. And then it took a long time for me to get my nutrition on track in general. Like, I wasn't really following any, I wasn't counting calories. I wasn't doing anything for about 9 months. And then I finally, started just tracking calories and protein, like you suggest. And that's when I finally, started seeing the results I was wanting. And I was doing that for about 3 months. I mean, I didn't have too much fat to lose in general. So it didn't take too long for me to get to a point
You
where I,
essentially you started following those guidelines. You were strict with them. You were pretty like, and you saw the results, and got to a point where you're like, you know what? I don't want to get any leaner, and so you've essentially been able to go out and enjoy yourself and have fun without going completely off track. I think it's funny because you're undervaluing the level that you're at. Essentially, like that's a very high level dieter, where you can go out and you can enjoy yourself and have a treat or eat fast food and then get right back on track and not let it bother you and not let it emotionally affect you and not let it turn into another meal and then a week and then a month and then you gain like all your weight back. What you're doing very well is you're getting right back on track. And here's what I think is the most powerful of all. This is what I think a lot of people don't understand. And I'm glad that we're having this discussion like for this point alone. A lot of people, they most people unfortunately are in a perpetual dieting cycle. They're chronic dieters. That's all they do, right? They diet, 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 and then they binge and they diet and they binge and they diet and they yo-yo. And very rarely do people get to where you're at, where you're like, I'm happy with where I am, and I don't need to be strict anymore. But a couple of things about that. Number one is you were very strict for at least several months. Like you stuck with it. And most people, they're not like that. Most people will stick with it for maybe a week, maybe two, and then they'll slip up and then fall off. And you clearly stuck with it to a point where a lot of people, they think they're being really strict. They think they're being like, I'll give you an example. I have a client right now, really amazing woman. Literally less than a month working together. I think we're on day 27 or day 28, and emails me and she's like, I'm not sure why I'm not making faster progress. I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, well, I feel like I should be making faster progress. And she's down several pounds, her inches are down. But in the middle of these 28 days, she's been on vacation. There have been several times where she hasn't been doing, she like has completely gone off. And I told her, I was like, listen, you're mentally, you feel like you're putting in so much effort and so much work, but it's so easy to forget all the times that you went off. Not to mention, you are making progress. You just have unrealistic expectations. But I think the really, really, really big overarching point that will probably resonate with you is once you get lean and once you lose fat and once you get to a point where you know what you're doing and it's no longer a mystery, it's not, you don't feel the need to be like absolutely the leanest you could be all the time. It's like, 'cause you know, worst comes to worst, get back on track for like a month and you're leaner than ever, right? Like most people still look at fat loss like a mystery. Like, what is that trick? Like, what is it? Most people are still looking for. And so when you just said, well, I just follow the calories and protein, I guarantee you there are people listening who are like, no, but what else is there? Right? I guarantee people are probably laughing right now. They're like, oh my God, that's me. Like, no, but what else did she do? No, like calories and protein, that's fucking it. We're not hiding anything. And once you really get that, and the only way to really get that is by doing it consistently, like without like going off track and yada yada, but the only way to really get that is to do it. And then once you do it,
and you realize that's it. The novelty of being strict wears off, and it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. Like, if I really want to get shredded, then I know what to do, but it's not really worth it. So I'm just going to go have some cheesecake, and then I'll get back on track and be fine.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes it gets to me a little bit. I'm like, well, I had fast food like 3 times this week. Maybe I should, you know, cut that back a lot, because, you know, I worry that, you know, I'm not worried enough about it almost.
Well, why does that worry you?
I don't know. I guess, you know, you see, you know, people who are worried about eating just a cookie, worrying that's going to ruin their progress. And it almost makes me feel like I should be worried then.
You're
like a weird backwards thing.
You're looking at a disordered eating behavior and thinking, yeah, I should have that. That's yeah, what's going on. Like, you know, you shouldn't get anxiety from eating a cookie. Like, right, there right, a lot of people do, and part of my job is to help people get over it. But just because someone gets anxiety over eating a cookie, you should, that's like someone being like someone's craving a cigarette, and you're be like, I feel like I should crave a cigarette too. That's really absolutely ridiculous. People take a lot of time and a lot of energy, and some people never get over it. But, like, that's a disordered eating habit. So it's not something to be excited about or to, like, put on a pedestal. Like, that's something that people work very hard to get rid of. And just because – and unfortunately, that's a great thing that you brought up. Unfortunately, a lot of times on social media, that type of behavior is put on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think a lot of things that a lot of people don't realize – about 40% of my one-on-one clients are personal trainers. And you know that a lot of people in the inner circle are personal trainers as well.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't realize is that many, many, many personal trainers and many, many, many nutritionists have eating disorders. Like, this is and it makes sense when you think about it from the perspective of a lot. If you read a lot of coaches' stories, they got into the industry because they had some type of a relationship with fitness, a lot of times like an obsessive relationship. And then they mm-hmm. wanted to show people how they could do it in a more sustainable way. Same thing with psychologists and therapists. A lot of therapists became therapists because they were in therapy. And then they were like, I want to do the same thing for other people and help them get through it. So a lot, and unfortunately, a lot of personal trainers and nutrition coaches who are going through their own eating disorder at the time and posting online about it, they don't realize, but they're actually portraying it as though some type of food anxiety might be normal. And it might be almost like you should have it, and absolutely not. No fucking way. And if you do have that, then we need to address it. And there are many, many, many ways to deal with it. But I don't want you to think, like, just because someone is, like, nervous about having a cookie that you should too.
Right, right. Yeah, it just, you know, you see people that worry about it. And it's like, maybe, like, I'm not strict enough on myself. Or, because, you know, I'm not really too diligent about tracking my progress right now. Like, I'm not really taking progress pictures or like measurements or my weight right now, just because I am kind of just happy where I am. So I was, you know, I don't know like how much my nutrition right now being off and not so strict, how much it's really affecting my body.
Megan, the most important thing is you just said, I'm happy right now.
Right. Right.
You are happy right now. Don't like, you're happy.
Yeah. True.
I think just sitting down right now and just I'm happy. That is a very powerful thing to say in here. I'm happy. And that embrace that.
Right.
By all means, like, this is, I mean, by all means, like, spend time reading fitness information if you want, and educating yourself and being in groups, like, if all that stuff enhances your life. But just because someone else is in a different place, maybe they're not happy and maybe they're putting in a lot more time into that, doesn't mean that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of those things where I think this was one of the other questions in that thread. It was like a lot of people are like, well, what do you do? Oh no, I think that this was part of your question. You were like, well, what do you do like for the gym type stuff, right? Like if you're not motivated to go to the gym for your boyfriend?
Trying to get
Yeah.
him to go when he's like, he's naturally thin and he doesn't really see a point in going right now. It's hard to get him motivated because he doesn't really have a goal or anything to work towards.
Yeah, well, so that's a really interesting point. So as of right now, based on, well, he's already thin, so he doesn't really think he needs to go. It's like, well, that's because his only idea of it is for weight loss. But I mean, there's a lot of people, myself included, you go through training ruts where you don't want to go to the gym, you don't want to work out, but there's no reason he can't go do something that's physical and fitness oriented that has nothing to do with lifting weights to the gym. There's so much. I think a lot of people think that the only way to get results with fitness is by going to the gym and working out. But like, you could go and do sailboating if you want. Like, you could go and do ice skating. You can go and do like take hip hop dance classes. You could box. You could do anything. There's a million things you can do. And I think it's so easy, especially in the science-based fitness world, especially in the science-based, which I consider myself a part of, but I don't pigeonhole myself in it because a lot of them say, well, you must have progressive overload and you must be doing like varying volume and intensities. And it's like, hold on. If you guys are like, most of you just want to look at naked, and I'm pretty sure there are some people who've never touched a weight and like all they do is like dance or they do fucking Zumba or they do whatever and they look fantastic. So realistically, this isn't all you have to do. And like, if you want to get really strong, yes, this is great, but this is not the only right way to exercise, guys, like at all. So,
It's just about finding something that they enjoy doing, right?
yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if your boyfriend played high school sports or whatever, but like finding something that he could maybe finding like a pickup league where he could go do something. Fitness is not just about lifting weights, it's about just being active and enjoying it.
It's true.
So, I mean, I think for you, you should. It might be actually a little bit difficult, but like, I would encourage you to find a hobby completely outside of fitness. Like, as of right now, you're happy. I hope you stay happy. So, like, rather than spend more time sort of like engulfed in this, if you want to, great. But like, I mean, go out and find something new to learn. This is something that I think I want to write about soon or talk about in the inner circle is about the importance of being a student all the time. And I think a lot of times people hear this and they think, well, never think that you know everything. But I think of it in terms of that, but also you should always put yourself in a situation where you actually know nothing. Like for me, like boxing was that most recently where I would put myself in a situation where I literally know nothing about boxing. I grew up wrestling and doing jiu-jitsu, but boxing is a whole different game. So like I'm a complete beginner. And the funny thing is when you're put in a position where you're being coached and you have a lot to learn, it's fun. You're passionate about it. You tend to like lose that passion the more like of an expert status you get. But like, I mean, I'm also doing stand-up comedy. So like that's another one. Like I've done it before, but I'm not an expert. So I'm learning again. I'm at zero. I like absolutely completely am in a brand new situation that I know nothing. So if I were you, I would try and go out and do something that you never fucking would have thought you'd do. And seriously, just do something absolutely crazy. Like go online and like look at like different groups or clubs or opportunities and like just go to one. And you never, I mean, I bet you'll find something that you love. And the best part is now you've mastered nutrition and you don't have to worry about it. Like, you don't have to be strict. You can go and do that stuff and now and just incorporate what you've learned into your life and continue to stack it on top of each other.
That'd be interesting too, trying to learn something new.
Yeah, learn something new. Go do something fun. Like, so often we just get stuck in a rut of like, all right, I'm only gonna like read about deadlifts and protein. Like, Jesus, what an awful existence to only read about exercise and protein, not to mention all the farts that come with it. Like, there's so much more to do. And that's my thesis. It's always like, make fitness a part of your life, not your whole life.
Right.
And I think you should be very proud of yourself and applaud yourself for being able to get to this point. Like, that's huge. It takes people sometimes their whole life and never to get to this point. So I'm very impressed with you. And I look forward to hearing in the inner circle what you end up choosing to do for a new hobby.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to post about it. Not like today, but I'd say within like 72 hours, just like go look up some clubs or some different things to do. I'm really excited because I bet you're going to find a brand new passion and you're going to be so stoked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll definitely give that a try.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Does it help? Like, does it like calm you a little bit and like give you some more like confidence to know that you're doing things right?
Yes, definitely.
Good. That's what I want. That's exactly what I want. Well, amazing. Megan, thank you so much for getting on the phone.
Yeah. Thank you for, you know, pointing out my silliness.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon and have a wonderful Monday.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, Megan.
Bye.
And that wraps up another episode of The Daily Unicorn. Thank you so much for listening. Seriously, it means the world to me. And if you enjoyed the episode, and only if you enjoyed it, please, I would sincerely appreciate a comment or a rating. It does help a lot. So thank you for listening. Again, if you want to be featured on the next Daily Unicorn, go to my most recent Instagram post and leave your comment or question or what you want to talk about. Nothing is off limits. Anything goes. Fitness, muscle gain, fat loss, business, entrepreneurship, unicorns, sex, coffee, you name it. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.